Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 1 September 2021. Welcome to tonight's program. You're in for a treat tonight, folks. We have some good news to share tonight. We did it last month on this program, I think, when I had Jonathan on last month. I know they've been swamped with phone calls. We're going to tell you about what they're doing to help people fight this COVID nonsense. And then next Tuesday night, folks, don't miss the program, whatever you do. We're going to have some excellent news coming on next Tuesday night. I think you'll find more than exciting. The best news I've heard in a long time on our side, so to speak, to go on the offensive. All right? Before I go to a guest, though, tomorrow is Thursday. By the grace of God, I'll be in the office tomorrow all day. I've been going the last two Thursdays, as you all know, on the road traveling. Be in the office tomorrow. I'd like to hear from you. I truly would. If you have any questions, comments, or anything you want to ask me, or if you have placed an order, or maybe give a donation. Folks, we are desperately in desperate need of donations this month, and I'm dead serious about that. Really in dire need for them this month. But nonetheless, if you want to call tomorrow and say hi to us, you give us a call at 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance and you call our toll number, it will save us some money, folks. You can call us at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. If you want to call and talk to us in the office tomorrow and place an order for, maybe if you want to order the t-shirt, the Lion and Lamb t-shirt, folks, it's been a great hit. It's $24.95. That includes the shipping and all to your door. It's been a big hit. And the new book we just got in, it's $5. That covers postage and handling. It gets sent to me for free. The idea for cover postage and handling. $5 and once saved, always saved. The fallacy, the lie of once saved, always saved. That's a Calvinistic doctrine. It's absolutely out of the pits of hell. It's available to you. $5. You want the truth? Get it. And if you want a copy on a book that will show to you scripturally that marriage, that divorce and remarriage is still sin, it's $1. I give them away, folks, but see, no one wants bad enough to even spend a dollar for them. So why should I give them somebody? They won't read them. It's sad, isn't it? That's how content the church is today about believing lies or wanting to believe lies. No one wants the truth because if it tells somebody the truth, it might offend them. You'd rather see them go to hell than you would offend them. That's real love, isn't it? But they're available if you want them. That's all I can say. This weekend, of course, is Bible study. 10:30 a.m. this coming Saturday. We'll be at Phil Hudock's studio there in his house, putting out a televised and across the world on computer. Our prayer requests and our testimonies at 11:30. We're doing our current events. At 1 o'clock, Phil's going to put together a very informative hour on video that you're going to want to see, folks, because the truth is out there, and we're trying to give it out. It's the best we can do. You can watch us live if you want to by going to pastorbutch.com and click on live stream. If you don't have that, you can call and listen to us. The number is not toll-free. I wish it was, but it isn't. It's 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. We'd love for you to join us and share your thoughts with us. Folks, we are a family here. We're a team. I'm the mouthpiece, perhaps. Maybe I'm the talk show host. But I'm only a servant, just as you are. And we're a team working together. We're the body of Christ working in unison prayerfully for His glory at all times. But our guest tonight is Jonathan Alexander. He is a part of a group that I have supported the best I can for quite a while now, because I believe completely in what they're trying to do. The group is called Liberty Council. Liberty Council. Matt Staver started up, and they are doing a fantastically wonderful and powerful job defending people, defending students, defending on all manner of levels, free speech levels, forced vaccination levels. And as I shared with you last time, they will help you if you're facing confrontation about the vaccination. They will help you fill out a form that was actually customized a form to you that you can use to show where you stand on this issue. But we're going to talk to Jonathan Alexander about a lot of things tonight. And I am honored to have him because, again, his organization is one of the few that if I were a rich man, I would give a sizable amount of money to, because I believe in him. One of the few that I would do that with. Jonathan, are you with me?
I am, Pastor Butch. Thank you so much for having me.
My friend, it's good to have you. It truly is. You're a blessing. You and your wife both are a blessing. I wish we could see each other again sometime, but you have been so covered up this summer, you can't shake free to come and talk to us even. So, and I'm glad you're busy. I just wish you was doing something that wasn't requiring all this hard work, just trying to help people live free in this country. But before we get into the broadcast, I always have new listeners. Tell the folks who Liberty Council is and what your goal is.
Certainly. So Liberty Council is a nonprofit litigation public policy organization. So we're basically a constitutional law firm that fights and stands alongside people and stands in the gap in order to preserve your religious liberty, the sanctity of life, and the family, so the sanctity of marriage. And we operate in all 50 states. We have headquarters in Orlando and Washington, D.C., offices in Virginia. And so we're working around the country and really around the clock, pushing back against what we've seen governors and employers do in pushing individuals to conform to their pattern. And at the outset of these COVID lockdowns, of course, our fight was first for these churches, these men and women of God that wanted to worship, as Scripture said, come together on a weekly basis and worship as has always been done in America. Well, these governors in their lockdowns started to treat churches differently than they would casinos and supermarkets and such. And so we stood against that. First, for your friend, Dr. Rodney Howard Brown, who was actually arrested for holding church. And we've won victories, about four victories at the Supreme Court, where we've won huge sums amount of money for these churches that were fined untold amounts of money from their governors. But the fight continues, where we are still working on that chapter for churches. Those things are coming to a close, and a new chapter has opened up, and it's these fights where employers and universities are forcing employees and their students to take these vaccination shots. Regardless of that individual's religious convictions on the matter, they're threatening firings, loss of salary, termination, and kicking kids out of school if they won't to come and take these vaccines. And I know that's squarely against the Constitution, squarely against the protections that are found in employment law and in Title IX law dealing with academia. And so that's exactly where our fight is currently. Of course, you know, we're inundated with calls and requests, but we're pushing back, and we won't stop until we can put all this in our review mirror, and once again, these governors and employers can respect constitutional freedoms.
Well, you know, I'm so pleased that you folks are out there. I'm so pleased to get to know you all and get to meet you personally and know who you are. and see you at work and know that you started at study to be a counselor, law, legal counselor because your daddy's a preacher and you're afraid you might be arrested one day for preaching the Bible. To me, that spoke volumes of your integrity and your character, Jonathan. It really did, and I admire you for that. But now that you're involved in this, I can't imagine how y'all carry this load. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how many people do you have working with you across country. I mean, how can you carry this heavy load?
You know, there are attorneys, thankfully, in every state that are helping shoulder the burden, but we're still working those that are in-house at Liberty Counsel. I mean, we're working round the clock, and not just the attorneys, but our support staff as well. These are the individuals that are initially picking up the phone calls, and our staff are having, I mean, literally emotional turmoil working with these individuals who are hearing that they're being terminated and, you know, that their health insurance plans are gone. And, you know, students that are in their final semester of school after working so hard to be on scholarship now getting all that wiped away, their entire academic dream wiped away simply because they don't want to succumb to what is an experimental emergency authorized used drug that's based on fetal tissue. Things that are, you know, completely against the convictions of these individuals. And regardless where folks stand on the vaccine, whether you're pro-vaccine or against it, we have to, as a nation, recognize the fundamental religious rights that individuals have to refrain from participating in something that contradicts their convictions. And so that's what our fight is about.
Amen. Amen. And no doubt about it. And of course, we're now hearing the FDA approved the vaccine. They did not approve it. That's a lie.
Right.
All they
right.
did was say it's okay to use for a while longer as an emergency use only. That is not right. been approved by the FDA, folks. Don't believe that lie. That is a lie. But now, last time you were on, you mentioned that, folks, I want you to listen to this because this is very important, that you are able to help people who are being forced for a job reasons, maybe, or as you said, students who are told they either take the vaccine or they have to quit school or quit the job, lose their jobs. And I know that you just helped the workers at the United Airlines when they're accommodations for religious mm-hmm. exemptions. You helped them win that, and that's a wonderful thing right there, folks. I mean, the Liberty Counsel actually helped the United Airlines employees to win a battle.
On the United Airlines issue, we're still actively fighting that. So we fired the first shot across the bow.
Yes, yes. You sent a man there.
It is a very promising prospect that we have against United Airlines. But we've won across the country several students and universities, several employees, employers, and what we're doing is, you know, there is legal work involved. Does take hours of research to get to this point, but it is also really simple. It is allowing an individual who has a religious conviction against doing that practice, being able to craft a simple letter to their employer that demonstrates that I believe a certain way in my heart, and because of the strong federal and state laws, I do not have to compromise those convictions in order to keep my job and in order to continue schooling. What is nefarious been done by governors and by employers and university is attempting to coerce individuals to place them in the corner to where they feel like they're so threatened to do these things that they cave on their religious convictions. And that's all it takes, really. And this is why we've been standing alongside individuals. It's sometimes that individual to take a stand and assert their constitutional rights, assert their God-given rights, put the employer on notice that, no, what you're doing is actually unlawful for many of these employers and universities to back down. And so that's what we've been helping individuals do. We've been having calls. So we have a call that runs every workday, so Monday through Friday, as a designated hour. And there are hundreds and hundreds of people that are calling in, and we work with them. We'll stay on the phone as long as it takes to answer their questions, arm them with the tools that they need to go into these meetings with their HR, arm them tools that they need to sit in front of their dean of students, and really make the case that is made for them already in the Constitution and federal law, that you can believe a certain way in your heart and not have to compromise those convictions in order to maintain your employment or maintain your status as a student.
Amen. Well, you know, we know what we'll call constitutional rights, but we know, for example, in the scripture, in Hebrews 10:25, that we are commanded as a duty before God not to forsake the assembling ourselves together. That's something we're commanded to do. to come together. And you know that's been fought in many levels now. And the churches have been fined. Pastors have been put in jail. I don't know what's happened recently with Pastor Pulaski in Canada. I know he's going back up to Canada to face a court soon. But we're seeing this happen. And here in America, you and maybe some others too, but Liberty Council seem to be in the front of this fight, defending these people's duties before God and their rights before men. You know, it's a shame that our nation has turned into such a dictatorship that a governor or a boss, an employer, can actually think he can command you, give you direct orders or lose your job if you don't get a vaccine that you know it could be dangerous. It's unbelievably, it's absurd for them to think that they have that kind of authority.
And you know, never before have we faced the sort of tyranny that these governors thought that they could get away with, especially in the context you mentioned with the churches. If we hadn't put up a stand initially and said this is wrong, and I say that in the face of both, you know, the obvious threat that came from the governors, but also disparaging individuals that were attending churches and said, hey, let up, don't go so hard on these issues, relax, they'll give us our rights back. You know, we've learned that if you yield this power, one inch of power to governors, they'll never return that power. These employers will never return that power to you. These, you know, universities will never return that power to you. And it's in that context that we're fighting. Yes, we're fighting for this present situation in terms of vaccines, but we're fighting for the rights that also emanate from religious liberty as well. If an employer can force you to take a vaccine despite what your religious convictions are, then they can force you to do just about anything despite what your religious convictions are. The same laws that protect you to say, no, I can't work on Sunday, I have to go to church, are the same laws that say, no, I cannot take this vaccine, but I can still attend church. The same laws that allow a student to have a Bible inside of their dorm room at a state university are the same laws that allow a student to say that I can attend your class and not take the vaccine. And so, yes, in the present moment, and in the particular cases that we're dealing with now, it does have to do with vaccines. It does have to do with church reopenings. But it is the grand scheme, the grand picture as well that we're fighting for. And that's fundamentally ensuring that where the Constitution is strong, where our state and federal laws are strong in terms of defending religious liberty, that those rights are always protected.
You know, this is a different topic, but along the same lines of importance, I guess. I heard a pastor say, this has been some years ago, I heard a pastor say that if they come to take your guns, give them to them, you know, surrender to them, we'll fight out in court later. And I thought, what an absurd statement to make. I mean, if we surrender the liberty, as you just said, they're not going to give it back to us, especially if they can disarm us in the first place. That's absurd. And a pastor said that.
I agree entirely, and with application to every single fundamental right. You don't yield that space to government. And for us as individuals, just as American citizens, we understand, you know, the hard-fought, blood-fought wars that have allowed us to have these freedoms. But for Christians as well, there are certain things that are only that are duties to God. Our responsibility is to God and not to government. And any time across history that government has gotten its way and started dictating how individuals ought to live, Christianity and faith has been stifled, which is why our founding fathers were so clear in saying, yes, Second Amendment, have a check on us by arming yourself just as well as we can arm ourselves. Yes, First Amendment, be able to talk freely, be able to worship freely. All these amendments, all the Bill of Rights that are recognized in the Constitution as God-given rights, that's what they were there for, because they understood once you bow down and allow government to take this avenue, they will not return it.
And that's very true.
The pastor thinking that the courts and that even the Supreme Court are going to vindicate rights, honestly, they are a terrible backstop. If they're the ones that we're relying on to vindicate our rights or to stand up for the truth that we hold near and dear to us, that's a commission and a duty that is given to every American.
Amen. As a matter of fact, our authority far outstrips that of any administrator or judge when it comes to our God-given duties. No one can judge, tell us we cannot serve our God lawfully. They may put us in prison for it, but they don't have the authority. They may have the power, but they don't have the authority. But I tell the folks, and the folks listening to this, get a pen and paper handy. Write down this phone number. If you're facing a situation now, whether it be with the COVID vaccine or other Christian matters where you're being told you can't pray in school, you can't carry a Bible to school, you have to take a vaccine, I want you to listen to what John's going to tell you to do, because these people are there to help you. And by the way, they run on donations, just like we do here. They run donations. And if these people help you fight the battle, don't you think you should at least help by their time for at least a little while for what they're doing? But Jonathan, tell the folks, if they're facing, for example, a firing of work because they will not take the vaccine, what is their options with Liberty Counsel?
So there's several things. I'll walk through it, and then I'll repeat myself just for the sake of clarity. The first thing that they can do is go to our website, which is lc.org/exempt. So lc.org/exempt. Or they can, if you want to remember this, this is easier to remember, lc.org/vaccines. So either lc.org exempt or vaccines. In there, we have a number of resources that an individual can use. The first tool in the arsenal that we're encouraging folks to do when they have a mandate from their employer, from their university, is to file, write themselves in their own wording, a religious exemption, basically stating, this is what I believe and why I believe it. And for help, for certain language that you can put in there, you can go to our website, and we have a sample language that you can take the text from. We want individuals to put it in their own words, but still they can take that text and be able to present it to their boss and to their employer. And these are things that are compiled from, you know, the years of jurisprudence, the years of law that we have backing an individual's rights in the employment context via Title VII and in the university context via Title IX. So we're able to get that information to you on our website. You can submit these things yourself. You're the authority when it comes to what to do with your body. It's not your university. It's not your employer. It's not even your commander in the military. This is your decision and your decision alone. It's your religious conviction. And even if you don't, if you go to a church that doesn't believe the same way that you do, or a pastor doesn't believe the same way that you do, the employer can't turn around and check your faith based on what your church believes. They can't threaten your faith or parse into the particularities of your faith based on what your pastor or your clergy believes. These are your religious beliefs, and we try to arm you via that memo and via this exemption letter exactly what you need to do in order to submit that letter. If you are denied, there are steps to follow as well, and that's on our website. And we encourage you to email us at liberty@lc.org. So the word liberty@lc.org. And drop in the subject line that you have been denied, that you followed the step of submitting a religious exemption form, and for one reason or another, the employer or the university has denied you. If you have been denied, place that in the subject line, and that will alert us to your particular case, and you'll be able to get a response from us on how to proceed next. The legal backing that you're looking for will be able to help you provide it if you, in fact, have already submitted the letter and you have been denied. And the arguments that we've been making on behalf of folks have been strong arguments, they've been constitutional arguments, and they've been winning arguments. So if you're facing the situation either in employment or in the university, go to libertylc.org/vaccines or lc.org/exempt, or email us at liberty@lc.org.
Now, folks, that's important, and he'll repeat that in a little bit because I want to make sure you get that. That's very important that you get this information down, because I'm almost convinced that about any of us, any time, could face a problem like this. I don't care who you are. You mentioned, though, the military can also use this same form.
Yeah, so recent DOD regulations, you know, the question is whether or not the Secretary of Defense has mandated or will mandate it. It's fuzzy for military folks, and so we're helping folks in the military as well. You don't sign away your constitutional rights of religious freedom by joining the military. And we, you know, I know you've served in the military, Ambassador Bush, and, you know, our hearts, prayers, and thoughts are always supportive and always with the men and women that fight for our freedoms and our military. And many of them come from strong convictions of faith on this issue. And we want to be able to protect their rights in the military themselves. And so we have a way of working with folks within the Department of Defense and the military as well.
All right, let's go through this. Now, folks, get a pen and paper handy in case you didn't get it the first time. Give us those email addresses one more time.
All right, so the first thing you want to do is go to lc.org/vaccines or lc.org/exempt. And on that, you can find our religious exemption letter. It's a sample that you can use. If you've already submitted that and you have been denied, you can email us at liberty@lc.org. So the name liberty@lc.org. Drop denied in the subject line, and that'll alert us to the position that you're in, and we'll be able to help follow up with you there.
Folks, this is really important. It truly is. I know you all have been getting a lot of phone calls, too, and that's probably my fault because I've mentioned several times if you're having problems, you need to call this group because I have complete confidence that your group is going to do everything in their power to help people protect themselves from something that's totally immoral, not just, we'll say, unjust, but immoral in the fact that of these vaccinations. But you do a lot more than that, too. You also defended people for preaching the gospel in the streets and for passing out literature in the streets and the First Amendment rights being violated and their Christian rights being duly being violated in the schools for prayer in school and different things. I mean, you're not just on this vaccine. You're covering a lot of bases, aren't you?
Right, absolutely. And I do appreciate you bring that up. These fights aren't often the ones that we're not drumming these up. We're not going out and seeking these. These are, everyday Americans that are going about their daily lives that are running into issues. And, one of the things that you mentioned, the pastor that we've able to help defend, this is Pastor Scott Fitchett. He's a pro-life pastor. He's an African-American. He's on the streets of New York City preaching to individuals, proclaiming the gospel to individuals. One of the ministry that he has is in front of an abortion clinic where he is able to talk to people and counsel women who are moments away from committing murder through abortion. And he's, for the first time and, probably for the last time, this is the opportunity that they have to hear that there is a better way, and that way is through Jesus Christ. It's his ministry to do so. It's his calling to do so. And yes, it's his constitutional right to do so. In New York, you've had, and this is years ago, it's been an ongoing case where he was threatened to stay silent. He was not allowed to continue speaking. All manner of charges brought against him. He was sued. He, alongside with 12 other defendants, were sued by the New York Attorney General. They wanted to shut down and shut up the Christian pro-life speech that he and his other members of his community were doing. Well, we fought, and we've been fighting consistently for Pastor Scott Fitchett. And just a few days ago, on August 26th, we were able to get a full victory for him, where the Second Circuit Court of Appeals were able to reverse their prior decision, basically affirming that what he had done was constitutional. He's allowed to go back out there and continue preaching and proclaiming the gospel and doing the work of the Lord for these babies on the pro-life side.
All right, folks, back at the break. If you want to talk to us, call us, 844-769-2944. You got a question? Share with us, 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Strobel Foods, the only strobel food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best strobel foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war.
All right, folks, we are back. If you have any questions, if you're out there tonight and you're facing some kind of situation in your life, no matter what it may be, whether it's a religious persecution or something that you're trying to do, say, be, or you're standing against the COVID vaccine, whatever it is, tonight is a night for you to call and talk to Jonathan Alexander. He is a counselor and a lawyer with Liberty Counsel, and he is able to help you and guide you with this. And, folks, that's what they're there for. So if you're out there tonight and you're facing situations, you have any questions about maybe a friend who is, now's your time to call and ask questions at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. We'll get your phone call just in a few minutes, but I'll go back to, if I could, to Jonathan for a few minutes. Now, Jonathan, what seems to be your main battle now? Is it the vaccine? Is that your main? It seems like it's your main schedule now.
Yeah, and it's there is so much going on in the world. Of course, I'm positioned, you know, physically. My office is in Washington D.C. It's on Capitol Hill, and so we do have to monitor what is going on Capitol Hill. We have an administration in the White House that is doing a terrible job on the international stage. But we also have a Capitol Hill and Democrat-run Senate and House. They're passing some pretty atrocious bills. And so while our legal portfolio is massive, our public policy and political portfolio is massive as well. And we're working hard to stop what is an overhaul of our elections. The House came out of recess and just passed H.R. 4, which is a terrible overhaul of elections that literally allows Department of Justice officials or Bureau of Department of Justice officials, whomever they are, to come into a state or a legislature and say that law that you just passed to move your polling center, we don't feel like it's a good law, and ultimately nullify what the states are doing in order to preserve and protect their election. That just passed within the last week. in the cover.
I want to interrupt you, Jonathan, but it's time for the states to bring in the 10th Amendment, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. The things that aren't delegated to the federal government are, you know, clearly in the state's purview constitutionally for them to do. And there are things via the electoral college and how our voting is set up that are exclusively the state's. It's the state legislature that has the right to determine these things. And so that's, you know, when the great overhaul of voting rights came in 64, the Supreme Court wisely pulled back certain things that were blatantly unconstitutional. Well, this H.R. 4 and certainly the H.R. 1, both have already passed the House, are trying to put back into law via the legislature things that are blatantly unconstitutional, that are eviscerating state rights. And so we're fighting on the political front as well. There was, if you can imagine this, last week at 3:30 in the morning, the Senate attempted to sneak a law across that would, through unanimous consent, basically make an election overhaul law possible. If it wasn't for a senator who was awake at 3:30 in the morning deciding to figure out what was going on the Senate floor, we would have had this law pass in the cover of night, and literally, you know, you'd have a rubber stamp from a president. That's just how active the Democrats are when they are in power. There's a lot of smoke and mirrors going on television, much distractions, but in the background, they're continuing to do these things that are very detrimental to our country. And so not only are we active on the legal front, we're active on the public policy and politics front as well, making sure that we can preserve liberty.
Wow. My goodness, my goodness, my goodness. You folks are surely bit off a big bite. And you're doing a great job getting it chewed up. I don't know how you're doing it, but I'm so thankful you are. Let's take a phone call from New Mexico. Let's talk to Mick. Mick, what's your question tonight for Jonathan?
Well, that's not a question. Here's something here one y'all never seem to say. What was God said about putting foreign blood into our bodies?
Well, give us specifics, Mick. I'm not sure what you're leading up to. Go ahead.
Well, remember, God said you're not supposed to put foreign blood into your body. That's God's temple. That's a total
that,
no-no.
I agree. That is God's temple.
You're absolutely right, and that's the basis of a lot of Christians' opposition to these vaccines. Not only are you putting foreign substance in your body that is not truly been tested to see what the long-term effects are, but it's how these substances were formed. They have used aborted fetal tissue to which you
and murdered babies, murdered babies. Yes,
murdered babies. Frozen the cells and the stem cells and the cell lines, and have used literally over the past 40 years experimented on these dead baby cells and these dead baby body parts in order to produce these vaccines. And folks are saying, well, you can't really determine if that's true or not. No, you can literally trace, because you have to put the ingredients in all these vaccines, literally trace to the exact abortion that was committed, the exact stem line that is being done in the development of these vaccines. And, you know, personally, this is something that always keeps me sober-minded, that a huge portion of the population that are aborted are African-American babies. So you have about 40% of the abortions in the past 50 years have been done on the African-American population, which is just making up about 12 to 15% of the nation. And so there is a 4 out of 10 chance that the baby that was aborted and now whose cells are being used to promote these vaccines and the development of these vaccines, a 4 out of 10 chance that's an African-American baby. So from all sides, from any perspective, from any worldview that you objectively look at what is going on, it's an evil. And absolutely, Mitch, in New Mexico, you're right that the foreign, this is one of the things that God can see down the road to say this is why we shouldn't put things in our body, because it does perpetuate evil.
And especially this vaccine, it's not even really a vaccine. It will change your DNA, which, by the way, folks, is God in you as far as a divine creation. You are you and no one else is like you. If you mess up your DNA, you messed up God's creation in you. Now, that is the truth. Look it up for yourself. Mick, good point. Anything else you want to say?
Well, this is not the first time they did. They did it in 1918 as well.
Oh, yes, they did. And as a matter of fact, there's the so-called...
59 million people. all because of an experiment that was so perverted. And today they dug up the bodies of one of the people, now I'm not sure what year it was, maybe fractions involved in this thing. And they're using some of that from that too.
Well, you know, it's a fact.
I had an or something like that. It's when my, they said, oh, you have to give your pets anti-baby shot. Well, I did that. 2 hours after that, that cat died.
Wow.
That tell you anything?
Yeah, it does tell me a lot. And but you mentioned the 1918 so-called Spanish flu. Spain had nothing to do with it. It was called a vaccine given to the military folks. That's what killed the people. A vaccine, experimental vaccine that went bad, just like this one is. Very good point, Mick. Thanks for the call. You're a pretty sharp guy, even if you are from New Mexico. You have a good one, buddy. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I mean, that's a good point, and it really is. You already know this, I'm sure, that this vaccine, this so-called vaccine, does actually pollute your DNA and change your DNA. And according to a patent law, now this is, folks, this is in your Bible, by the way, Nehemiah chapter 9, read it for yourself. And because of their sin, they have dominion over our body. When they change your DNA with their so-called vaccine, they have legal ground to own your DNA. It's God's DNA to them, yours and his. Once you have it altered by man's standards, they can own your DNA. Now, that to me is terribly wrong. I can't say how spiritually devious it is. I really don't know the ins and outs of it all the way. But it's totally wrong for you to let someone destroy your uniqueness that God gave you that's only yours and nobody else's. And, Jonathan, that's a true statement, is it not?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, we're seeing all of the after effects of it as well. If you go on the VAERS website, which is a government website that shows all of the incidents and deaths and, you know, really the bodies themselves rejecting this foreign substance, you begin to piece together what is a clear image. This thing is inconsistent with the human body. It's not only formed and developed in evil, but it has inconsistent effects. And Pfizer has such a checkered history of getting approval and being sued within the year that they get approval and things being removed off the market. We have a good article on our website, lc.org, that really walks through everything that Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson, all the times that they've been sued for putting out something on the market and saying, oh, this is going to be good for you, but then immediately having to pull those drugs from the market. And so it is, you know, from a practical scientific perspective, perfectly good for someone to be apprehensive against taking the vaccine. From a spiritual and a Christian perspective, I think you're absolutely right that Nehemiah 9 and other areas of Scripture teach us to treat our body in a manner that does not allow foreign substances to be put in. From a constitutional and an American perspective, it is clear that government should not and cannot have this right, an unlawful right, whether Amen. It's through your employer or it's through your universities, to force you to take these vaccines.
One more statement, good, another phone call, but I'll make this statement also. See, the CEO of Pfizer has said that this new strain of bacteria, this new so-called new COVID strain, this is a paraphrase. I don't remember what he said exactly. But he said, don't worry, we'll have a vaccine for it within 95 days. Now, generally it takes 5 to 10 years to get something approved that they think will work. But he said, don't worry, we'll have a brand new vaccine for you within 95 days. Israel has now demanded that anyone who has a passport, the little green card passport from being vaccinated, has to have a total of 3 vaccines before they can have the green cards stamped and be free to travel again. Now, folks, this is happening right now as we speak. Let's go to Jim in Georgia. Jim, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor. Okay, 2 quick things. Number one, I'm a licensed paramedic in the state of Georgia, 23 years experience. I do believe in medicine. Luke was a medical doctor. If I get called out on an emergency to you for difficulty breathing, cardiac arrest, whatever it is, I'm going to use drugs and in some cases electricity to help you. I read this letter, the sample letter, and it looks good, but I'm afraid they might hit me with, you give drugs to other people, So these other drugs, as far as I know, epinephrine, amiodarone, Haldol, albuterol, are not made with aborted fetal tissue cells, as far as I know.
Well, but so this is a totally different situation here. Go ahead and give me an answer, Jonathan.
Okay. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Second question.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and I think I do understand your question. And, you know, regardless of what field of occupation you're in, you're still entitled to religious or exemptions because of your own personal religious views. And your views can evolve on a situation. For instance, you could have been a smoker. You know, I could have been a smoker when I was, you know, for the first 30 years of my life, but then I turned 31 and have decided now that smoking is against my religious convictions. That's how strong your religious protections are in this country for your sincerely held religious faith, that it is a belief that you can now evolve into and have a greater and deeper understanding. One thing that your employer cannot do is use your past against you. They can't retroactively go into your past and say, well, even you've taken other vaccines before, therefore you should be fine with taking this vaccine now. So they can't delve into the particular areas of your past. They can't delve into the particularities of your faith. And this vaccine, as I think Pastor Butcher is going to mention, is far different than the emergency medical aid that you're rendering on the scene in paramedics. You can break down the vaccines that are available now and see the different aspects of it that are very different than the emergency care that you yourself are rendering on other people. If those other people, mind you, were to say, no, it's against my religious conviction to take these emergency care medicines or these drugs, you wouldn't be able to do it. Their religious protections
I've had that situation before.
Exactly, and their religious protections would protect them against you. That's how strong your protections that come across because of your sincerely held religious beliefs are. So don't be afraid to submit that letter. Don't be afraid retort to your employer that my rights are secure via Title VII, and I'm submitting these letters to uphold my sincerely held religious beliefs.
Okay. Now, if they push it, I imagine that would be a violation of federal civil rights, but they have not mandated this yet. In fact, I think they're afraid to where I work. Okay. Now, my second thing is, I don't believe this vaccine is the mark of the beast, but I believe it is a front runner, a test case.
Absolutely.
A dry run.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Would I be submitting a codicil, as you would, to this letter if I were to give it to my employer explaining that it is a front runner because they, you know, you can't buy, sell, trade, hold a job unless you take the vaccine. It is a front runner, a test case to the mark of the beast, and whoever gets that goes to the lake of fire. Do you think that'd be a good idea to throw that in there?
Your religious convictions are your religious convictions, and I've seen religious exemption letters be as small as two or three sentences. I've seen them be as little as one just checking the box and saying, I'm exerting my religious convictions on this matter. Or you can have it as detailed and elaborate as you feel is necessary to communicate your sincerely held religious beliefs. So you can include what statements and what verses and what references to doctrine that you firmly believe based on your beliefs.
If push comes to shove, and if they do force us to do it, which I think they're afraid to right now, but just going to offer copies. Let me tell you what I heard is going on. The hospitals supposedly are going to insist that anybody from the ambulance services that go into their facilities to drop off or pick up patients are going to have to be vaxxed. And that's what we're afraid of. Somebody let that slip to a supervisor, let that slip to one of my friends at work. That's what supposedly brought all this on.
Well, stand firm, you know, follow the steps of submitting your exemption. Know that your rights are protected in the law. They can't coerce you, you know, or discriminate against you, treat you differently because of your vaccination status. Your rights is as protected as, you know, the rights of race, the rights of sex, anything that's protected in federal law in terms of a objective verification of an individual is the same way that your religious freedom is protected. It's a protected class that you're a part of because of your religion.
And Jim, isn't it good to know the Liberty Council is out there to help? Isn't it wonderful to know that?
I feel so much better talking to you. I'm relieved. I'm absolutely relieved.
Praise God.
Thank you.
All right.
Let's get to somebody else.
Thank good call. What a good call. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Folks, got about 6 minutes left. If you want to call and talk to us, please do so. But what a great question and what great comments. And folks, again, this is why I support Liberty Council. I wish I could do more for these people because I believe 100% what they're trying to do. No, they're not perfect. They're people. No, they don't make. We may not agree on everything doctrinally in Scripture, but these people are fighting for what they know is right for you and I and themselves. They're willing to take it right to the mat, so to speak, and take it right into the Supreme Court, and they're winning. Why would you not want to support these folks? Why would you not want to help them? Check out their website. Look it over. Check it out. It's liberty@lc.org. liberty@lc.org. Check it out. See what they're doing. Maybe you can join them. If you have a problem, don't be afraid to contact them. If you want to contact us, then I'll go, hey, we're down the last few minutes, but give us a call. 844-769-2944. And Jonathan, what else do you want to tell the folks? You got a few minutes. Go ahead.
Folks, absolutely. It's in moments like this, times of crisis, that our Constitution has, you know, maintained its resiliency despite changing times. Of course, we know as Christians that, you know, our faith will be tested, that there will be persecution because of what we believe. And thankfully, the founders that did share the Christian faith enshrined sort of the same confidence into our Constitution and our laws. And so when our laws properly reflect Scripture, when they properly reflect God's design for how a country ought to orchestrate itself, we have consistent and good results. But as soon as we lose sight of our Creator, as soon as we lose sight of His ultimate standard, as soon as we allow government to replace God and start dictating from whether it's, you know, the governor's mansion or the bench of a judge's court, as soon as we allow them to replace God, then we see the after effects of evil reigning strong. And so Christians, take hold of the convictions that you have on these issues, double down on your convictions of these issues, and be prepared to stand up to tyranny. We saw it last year when they told you to shut down churches. Many Christians are seeing it now when they're attempting to force you to take these vaccines. The fight is going to continue. The fight is going to continue in terms of preserving what are ultimately God-given rights.
Amen.
The individuals here, please do not let up.
Well, let's go to Washington State and let's talk to Carolyn. Carolyn, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. Jonathan, my son-in-law had to have a vax, he said, because they told him that if he didn't get the vax, he works at a school, he's in the department of the head department, that if he didn't get the vax, that he would have to be quarantined 29 days every time he came in contact or someone came in contact with him that had COVID. So he went ahead and had the shot. And I've heard that over and over again, that you either get the shot or else you go into quarantine, or you have to be tested every couple of weeks with those swabs or something. Those swabs have been proven to be detrimental to your health, too.
Right. Absolutely. And what they're doing there, for cases in general that mirror this, if an employer or university is saying, take the shot or else, whatever they fill in the blank with, and I've heard, of course, in students that you can't attend classes, you have to attend classes online, in the employment that you will be kicked out of your employment, so terminated, you'll have your pay docked, you have to wear paraphernalia or an N95 mask or some indication on your badge, or can't use the same conference rooms and the same lunch places as other individuals. Anything that they're trying to do to say you have to take the shot or else, that is unlawfully coercive. It is discriminatory. It is within the same area of law as if they were to say, because of your skin color, you cannot have the same pay, or you cannot use the same conference room, or you cannot attend classes in person. We would have a visceral reaction if they did that to an individual's race or their sex. And it's in that same area of law that religious convictions are protected. So know that what they ultimately did in your situation was an unlawful situation. If there are other individuals that are facing that same sort of Hobson's choice between taking the vaccine and whatever punishment or coercion that they are levying against you, know that that is unlawful. Your employers and your universities are not allowed to do that to you.
All right.
Okay, and then the person that called just before brought up a point, and you answered about the hospital. What if you're brought in an ambulance, you're all broken up, or you're having an appendicitis attack, whatever, and they say, hey, yeah, you got to get this fax first. And you say, no, I don't want to. I mean, all they have to do is say, well, come back some other time. Don't you can't come in here. How do you do it when you're in pain?
And by the way, that is happening. A lady, Dr. Sherry Timpenny, told us in St. Louis that she had a lady that was going that went to check with the hospital chest pains. You haven't been vaccinated. We won't treat you here. That actually happened.
Right.
Go ahead, John.
Right.
We're down about the last 2 minutes. Got to hurry. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, we've had individuals check themselves out of the hospital. You can sign a release form. You can say, I'm not staying here, and you have to release me from this hospital. Ultimately, them forcing you to do any medical procedure against your will is unlawful. They're not allowed to coerce you, and that includes these vaccines as well. You have the self-autonomy and ability to check yourself out or tell your family members, hey, if I'm in this situation and they want to do this to me, make sure you sign my release form and take me somewhere else.
Yeah, but I'm talking about getting into the hospital when you're in a pain and something's wrong.
Yeah, what about that? If you're in the hospital and say you have a heart attack or you broke a leg or something and you got to be there, they won't treat you. What is your choice right then, right at that moment?
Yeah, that's a difficult situation that we, you know, have to address it as it comes. I don't want to give you a false sense of assurance on the air without, you know, knowing the specific facts of a case like that. You know, in general, religious exemptions are strongest in the employment context and the university context. I do see, so hospitals are public accommodation. They do fall under civil rights law as well. And so, you know, your rights ought to be protected within a public accommodation context as well, okay, which is a hospital. But the law honestly hasn't been tested in that area yet. So I don't want to give an answer and a false sense of hope to that situation.
Okay. Good question, Carolyn. Thanks, Carl. Anything else?
No, I still don't know what I would say if I had a broken leg. And
That's a toughie. He doesn't know exactly yet. He didn't face it yet.
Yeah, it's a hard one.
Go ahead, Jonathan.
No, I would say that's a hard one. The answer remains that the law really hasn't been tested in terms of how would it apply to public accommodations, which hospitals do fall under public accommodations.
Okay. Well, Carolyn, thanks for calling. That's something else Jonathan may have to work on. Jonathan, you need to find an answer for that one. And we are out of time. Jonathan Alexander, Liberty Council, thank you so much. And, folks, give them a call. Talk to them. Sign up. Help them. 407-875-1776. 407-875-1776. Jonathan, I'll talk to you soon. The folks, I'll see you in the office tomorrow. God bless, Jonathan.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.